Since 2019, 28 April, things have changed in our country. Opposition has been banned to compete in the election, and there is no freedom of speech in our country. Our prisons are full of youths. Where we are today, we have a parliamentary which belongs to our president. So what is happening in Benin does not reflect the view of 70% of people of Benin. However, you saw how it's done yesterday. Yesterday was the last day. Some of the opposition parties went in. They couldn't have access to even some of the criteria which the government put in place. And those criteria they put in place, it speak to only him and his people. So as a leader of the opposition representing the youth, we think that that election is not supposed to happen.
Why are you saying that election is not supposed to happen? Opposition candidates or opposition political parties in Benin were well aware of the criteria to meet in order to compete as a presidential candidate against the president. You are well aware of it. So why do you think because you couldn't meet those benchmarks, the election should not go on?
No, that is not the point, but that is what is being said. Our democracy does not run like other places. We are the only country where if you are a frog, you are a mushroom, you are anyone, we allow you to go to election. We the freedom of speech has been there since 1990. Our constitution has been one of the best ones. Benin is the pioneer of democracy in the continent. What is happening in our country today is a dictatorship, where we have one person who runs every institution in our country. What is happening today, I don't know what you're talking about, we call opposition. There's no opposition in our country anymore because our president created his own opposition. The people, what transpired yesterday, the other opposition party, which is the Democrat, just want the world to know that this guy have been selective. He has put everybody from the opposition party to be part of the election. When you talk about setting up, a criteria for the election, do you think that a parliament without opposition can set up a rule for election for a country of 12 million people? Is that what we call democracy? What we are asking for is to come back to the basis of democracy. And that's why we are asking for, we are beginning to start preparing ourselves for government of transition.
Do you think the government will allow for a government of transition engineered by the opposition if incumbent President Talon wins the election?
No, we don't know. At the moment, what I can tell the world is that so far as we're concerned is that we don't regard this thing as election. We are looking forward to talking to all the stakeholders, the different parties, traditional leaders, everybody in the country, and we are looking at how we are going to put in place a transition party. And we are going to put a transition party without him, because you must recollect that I've assigned that government to the ICC, International Criminal Court. Why? By the Amnesty International is still doing an investigation where the first time in our history where people are marching and our military people have shoot on them. And some of them, they shoot on, we have 5 people who die in the country. What is happening in Benin today, it is a shame, because I've discussed it with the ECOWAS and everybody who agree with us that there must be a dialogue where everybody will sit on one table and find solution for our democracy. Our democracy is not in the best place today.
You are calling on the international community to intervene in Benin. What can they possibly do? What can members of the international community possibly do to reverse the trend that you are talking about? Because this is an internal political governance issue in Benin, which they argue should be resolved by Beninese.
Yes, but that we will do that. I can assure you that in a couple of weeks' time, we will take our own the responsibility in our own hands, and we'll deal with that. What we want the international community to do, 3 things, is to come closer and assist us into this kind of a mess which is happening in our country. That's the first thing. And when I say come closer, to investigate what is happening in our country.